Item one is a rezoning at 630 Kernan Avenue under file DAZ 218 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard. Item two, a variance at 630 Kernan Avenue under file DAV 130339 2012 D. Mr. Chairperson, I have one person registered.
Okay, let's call the applicant forward. Diane, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Good evening. My name is Diane Davieskiba. I'm here to appear on behalf of the applicant. We have two applications, one to rezone and one as a variance. We'd like to deal with them concurrently today.
Have both been clerk reading?
Yes, here at the moment.
Okay, yep. Good. All right.
Good. Very good. Yes, please proceed.
Just a few comments. This is a... I think what you call a downzoning from an M2 to an M1. The building in the past currently is zoned M2. Palliser had used it in the past strictly as a warehousing facility for its cross-dock facility. When Palliser reorganized and downsized, we were forced to rent out part of the space and continue to be challenged with the vacancy of the majority of that building. The building is 463,000 square feet, probably one of the largest buildings in Winnipeg, and it's not located in St. James, which is adding to the difficulty of leasing it out. We currently have it occupied. There's three tenants currently occupying the space. There's a warehousing tenant. There's a window manufacturing tenant. And there's also an office space tenant occupying the second floor. Palliser occupies the main level of the building, some 60,000 plus square feet, as its current retail outlet facility. And from that facility, Palliser sells its seconds units, damaged units, in combination with EQ3, Kasana, and Calora carpets. And what we would like to do is to, primarily the reason for the rezoning is to be able to use the bottom portion of the facility, the main portion of the facility, for retail space to the other such retail tenants. And under M2 we are not able to do that, so we are seeking an M1 rezoning. And really the tenants, what I've just distributed is almost like a marketing brochure that we've been circulating to potential interested parties. The idea is that because we have furniture sale there already, the idea is that maybe we can draw tenants that would sell appliances, windows, doors, to kind of accommodate kind of the house concept idea within the facility. The area has ample parking. It's serviced well by bus routes. The retail spaces that we're talking about, potentially up to 12 spaces or more. It all depends on the square footage of the tenants. But we foresee anywhere between 2,000 to 8,000 square feet as a unit. As I said, our challenge currently is to fill up, you know, primarily mostly vacant building, and we felt that this was the next best use that could be accommodated and to what we're using already within the facility.
Any questions for the applicant here?
No, there's no one else registered on this matter. No.
Is there anyone who wants to speak to this whose name has not been called?
No, that's me to ask.
Okay. Would you have any, in terms of the redevelopment of the site, it's pretty straightforward. Would you have any objection if we requested through the community committee here? We often ask for elevations and site plans to come back here, you know, in terms of if you want to do changes in terms of your parking lot or in terms of the facade of the building.
That's not our signage. Intention. Yeah. There will be signage, of course.
Yeah.
but our intention at this point is not to upgrade the building. That may change in the future as tenants come on board, yes. And for certainly signage will be a requirement.
Okay. So I'm just, in terms of that, just so that, I mean, you're in an industrial area here, so I don't see there being any issues, so that'd be the only, but I don't see any issues with this, so thanks. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I have a question on the recommendation document. Mm-hmm. There is a suggestion for a 10% dedication based on the increase of the market value of the land. So if the land decreases, the dedication is waived.
If there's, actually, if there's not an increase, then
the
you wouldn't pay. If the value decreases, then based on the market value, then you wouldn't be paying a dedication, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct. Yeah, our colleagues in the real estate division will be doing the appraisal, and if there's certainly no increase in value, then there'd be no dedication to pay.
And that's a standard clause we have in all rezonings, but
and that's for a period of time, or how does that apply?
No, that would
it's a one time
right.
within a specific
yes.
period of time.
Yeah, upon the rezoning date. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't have any questions.
No other questions.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
Sorry, one more question. Sorry, on the variance report, it's noted under the recommendation for a change of use for a period not to exceed 5 years. Does that mean that we can only use it for that period of 5 years, or the application is before not to exceed? Like, I'm just trying to get.
No, this variance, the period not to exceed 5 years, is to allow you to establish in advance of your rezoning being finalized and adopted by bylaw.
I see. Okay.
The intent is that you'll have completed, and the council will have adopted this as a bylaw
yeah.
well before that 5 years
okay.
expires.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Good day. Thanks.
Anyone else to speak to the variance or
well,
the
we'll
application?
Find out here. Is there anyone whose name that has not been called wishes to speak in favor of this application? In favor? Anybody whose name that's not been called wishes to speak in opposition? In opposition? Anybody whose name that's not been called wishes to register for information? For information here, none.
Okay. I'm going to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'm going to move that the receipt of public representation